Raised in a small, poor, atheist family living in China, whose parents and ancestors have farmed for a living for generations. My parents told us if we don't want to work in the field as farmers under the scorching sun with that much income, the only way out is to be good at school. So my sister was the first one that got a PhD in our village and now as a professor in a renowned university in China. As for me, I went to university, majored in education, where I learned English. I got interested in Western people, culture, and language. My parents couldn't afford me to study abroad, so I worked as a Mandarin teacher for 3 years after graduation and then applied through College Board to teach Mandarin in America on a temporary 3-year visa. Then I got placed in Anthem, Arizona. I was so excited that my American dream came true, where it seemed to have lots of freedom. At the end of my 3-year term of working, I wanted to stay here. But I was struggling, not able to get another work visa to stay, break up with my boyfriend, and health concerns that I felt I was drowning in the ocean without any help. Then one day, one of my students' mom, Kelly, said, "Jesus could help you." I was like, "I definitely need help because I do not know how to navigate life here, and I have none. The fortune teller and the lucky charms don't seem to work at all." Moving forward, God has been romanticizing me with many provisions, instant answered prayers. I then moved to Los Angeles for a temporary visa, but then ran out of money soon, and then I went back to China to visit my parents. Mom was crying and depressed. Dad was yelling and cussing at God. My sister was crying, blaming me for causing hardship in our family. Everyone said, "I'm brainwashed by American God." Then Mom encouraged me to interview with the best international high school in my city and strictly warned me not to tell anybody that I believe in Jesus. Everything went well at the interview. The last question HR asked me was, "Are you a Christian?" Matthew 10:33, "Whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. What should I do? Obey Mom outside waiting for me or God's words? I'd better go with Jesus." "Yes," I said. Then, surprisingly, the HR gave me a big hug and said, "Wow, you're a sister in Christ." So I was offered that job right away with a salary more than anyone there on campus. So I stayed in China for a year. I was visiting government church and underground church, but I was very confused without a solid foundation of a sound doctrine. I was financially comfortable, close to my parents, and socially respected as a teacher, but I was struggling spiritually as I still did not know God. Do I want to be materially comfortable or spiritually rich? Matthew 10, "Whoever loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me." I chose spiritually rich. So I came back to Arizona with one suitcase and one way ticket in 2020. Then COVID started. My parents wanted me to go back as I have a comfortable life there, but I wanted to stay to be able to go to church and learn about God without any restriction. I have not been able to see my parents for 4 years now. I was interviewing with many schools here. They all wanted me to teach there, but nobody wanted to spend so much money to sponsor my work visa. My family all thought I'm going to lose everything and end up empty-handed. But just a few days before my visa expired, My charter school called me and hired me right away. Not only did they sponsor my work visa, but also my green card. God provided me with my job with a green card, my car, condo, and many more. But living in the desert physically and spiritually, God put me in many trials. Got COVID a few times working with 30 students. Got rear-ended in a car accident causing my neck pain. Lost family members due to COVID. Struggling with loneliness and constant health challenges. Struggling with purity, identity in Christ, and body image. I was visiting churches such as Pentecostal, Word of Faith movement for healing and deliverance. But then I became very confused. I asked myself, who is God? What's the gospel if it is not the prosperity gospel? But God's providence, I got introduced to churches that's associated with the Master Seminary. I learned about biblical healing, being united with Christ, and how to think about trials biblically. During Easter, the sermon was Romans 10. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes resulting in righteousness, with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation, reflecting on my life. Who is the Lord of my life? John 6, truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate some of the loaves that were filled. When my lips says, yes, Jesus, but my heart was enslaved to the lust of my eyes, lust of my flesh, comfort, pleasure of this world. My heart was bitter, self-pitied, entitled, not thankful, and not self-controlled. I have been using God to worship my own kingdom, which are my idolatries, instead of being a slave to God's kingdom. Romans 6, after being freed from sin, you become slave to righteousness. You're either a slave to sin or a slave to righteousness. There isn't a third choice. What is the wage and paycheck of sin? Romans 6:23, for the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ. What's the purpose of my life? 1 Corinthians 10. So whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. What's God's will for my life and why? 1 Thessalonians 4. This is the will of God, that you are sanctified. 1 Peter 15. But as for who called you is holy, you also be holy in your conduct. How should I be sanctified when fully aware of my sins? Romans 6:11. So consider yourself dead to sin, but alive to Christ. For sin shall not be master over you. But I do not feel being raised in reality. What should I do? Believe the scriptures instead of my own feelings. What does grace mean? Does it mean that God is okay with me keep sinning? No. God not only gives a grace for salvation, but also gives a grace to empower us to obey. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I live, but Christ lives in me. I don't have to sin because I don't live under law, but live under grace. Hebrews 4, for we don't have a high priest who can sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tempted in all things, just as we are, yet without sin. Jesus resists the temptation with the Holy Spirit and in God's words, which dwell in all believers. Kelly was right. Not only God helped me with my earthly needs, but also he satisfied the greatest need for my soul. Jesus is the bread of life. Philippians 3, for our citizenship is in heaven, and the Lord will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body. So who is God then? What are his attributes? God is good. God is glorious. God is true. God is wise. God is sovereign. God is righteous. God is patient. God is all-knowing. God is everywhere. God is all-powerful. God is just. God is jealous. God doesn't change, and God is holy, God is gracious, God is faithful, God is eternal, and God is love. Back to my American dream, which seems to have so much freedom. Now I understand that freedom is not free to sin, but free not to sin. And that freedom can only be found in Jesus Christ. I'm here to be baptized because of forgiving of sins and united in Jesus Christ. And I want to be held accountable that with my new life, I aim that in this life, whatever I do it for the glory of God. Thank you for listening.